It's Monday, October 30th, 2006. For PodTech News, this is Clark Boyd in Boston. Today, more than 1,500 delegates from across the globe are converging on Athens, Greece, for the inaugural meeting of the UN-sponsored Internet Governance Forum, or IGF. Over the course of 5 days, delegates will discuss nothing more or less than, quote, the future of the Internet. The forum's four broad themes are openness, security, diversity, and access. From ICANN to spam, from cyber terrorism to phishing attacks, from IT for development to internationalized domain names, you name it, and there's a panel on it in Athens this week. The IGF grew out of the last World Summit on the Information Society, or WISIS meeting, which took place in Tunisia last year. The meetings in Athens will be, in part, to figure out how to continue the discussion started during WISIS. Human rights groups like Amnesty International will be on hand to make sure that freedom of expression remains high on the IGF agenda. I caught up with Steve Ballinger of Amnesty by telephone before he left for Athens. He began by outlining Amnesty's new online campaign, irrepressible.info.
Irrepressible.info was launched back in May, and really it was a way of Amnesty updating its campaigning. Amnesty's always been about getting people to stand up for individuals whose rights are being repressed. And we found increasing evidence of this happening over the internet. And so in countries like China, Vietnam, Iran, Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, we've documented cases where people have been prosecuted, persecuted, locked up for what they've written in blogs, what they've written on websites, and also that governments have been blocking certain sites such as Amnesty International's and various other human rights and news sites to prevent their citizens getting access to information that the government doesn't like. And so the irrepressible.info campaign sets out to combat this by using the internet and getting people to take action online.
Do you feel that the government representatives there, especially government representatives from China, Iran, Vietnam, places like that that you're targeting, there'll be a forum for them to hear your message on their filtering, on the way they repress bloggers and so forth?
Well, we certainly hope so, and I think we will be as noisy as possible while we're there, in a respectful fashion. Amnesty International is a big name in human rights, and I think people will pay attention to what we're saying while we're there. And also, we'll be presenting a petition to the Internet Governance Forum of nearly 50,000 signatures of people who've signed a pledge for internet freedom, and it's very hard not to listen to that kind of voice.
Now, as part of this, I know that Amnesty has also issued a call to bloggers. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yes, Amnesty International issued a call to bloggers to stand up for human rights. Bloggers are one of the groups that is particularly under threat, I think, from governments who are trying to repress the internet. And we see the internet as a powerful force for human rights, which really can make a massive difference to freedom of expression. And bloggers can be a big part of this. And in fact, all web users can be a big part of this. We want bloggers to get posting about this, to talk about the Internet Governance Forum, to make sure that everybody is aware that it's going on, and to make sure that people are aware that freedom of expression is under threat and this is a good time to be talking about it, that this is a suitable forum to bring it up.
One of the interesting things in the coverage that I've done of this and speaking to bloggers about it, especially bloggers in the West, is that a lot of them don't really realize that there are places in the world where people can't say what they want to say online. And so in some ways, I've talked to folks and they say, it's actually difficult to get bloggers in the West interested in this topic. I wonder how you get around problems like that.
Well, it is very easy to take the internet for granted and to take the freedoms of the internet for granted in the West. And so we wanted to make sure that people do know that in a lot of countries, you can't just log on and find what you want. You find what somebody else thinks you want. And you can't just log on and say what you want. You'll be restricted or you may even be imprisoned if you say what you want. And we do want to try and generate this kind of feeling of solidarity, if you like, amongst bloggers. What we're seeing already is that the model that some repressive governments like China are putting in place is being copied by other governments. And we want to make sure that that doesn't take hold.
Are there any particular stories of bloggers from some of these countries that you're highlighting?
Well, particularly, Amnesty's drawn attention to a man called Kianoush Sanjari, who's in Iran, and he was arrested earlier this month. we suspect largely because of his work as an activist and as a blogger highlighting human rights abuses. And he's now being held incommunicado in jail at risk of torture. We've also been highlighting a case of a Tunisian lawyer as well called Mohamed Abou, who's serving 3.5 years in prison, largely just for publishing articles in Tunisia criticizing the government for their record on torture. And Vietnam as well, we published a report only last week, in fact, highlighting the cases of various people, including a man called Trong Quoc Hoi, who has been arrested largely just for talking about democracy in a chat room.
Apart from the human rights angle on this, I wonder, are there other issues that you'll be bringing to the table there in Athens? I would assume that Amnesty has been thinking about the whole net governance issue and what that might mean, especially in the context of human rights. You know, if China were to be able to create its own internet and so forth and so on, is that something that is of concern to Amnesty as well?
We will be looking at that, certainly. I mean, we want to focus specifically on human rights, but if other issues have got human rights implications, then of course we'll want to look at those as well. And we'll be wanting to ensure that any developments to the internet, be they by from companies or from nation states, don't impact on people's rights that are enshrined in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And that will be our focus throughout the whole IGF.
Are there specific companies that you have in mind that are troublesome?
Well, the companies that we have focused on in the past are those that have been particularly keen to operate in the lucrative Chinese market. Yahoo, Google, and Microsoft, huge IT companies who have colluded with the Chinese authorities in repressing internet users so as to gain a share of the Chinese market. These are companies who've built their reputations and indeed their size and their profits on the freedom of expression and freedom of information that's provided by the internet. And yet, when these freedoms have proved inconvenient to their business objectives, they've been surrendered at the behest of the Chinese government. And in fact, Yahoo has even gone so far as to provide information that was used in the trial of a journalist who was convicted and is now doing 10 years hard labor just for sending an email from his Yahoo account. We do feel that companies can't just say we have to operate within the local laws. We feel that companies have got an obligation to abide by international human rights standards like any other organ of society, and particularly if they are very openly talking about their explicit commitment to freedom of expression. And we wanted to highlight the hypocrisy of then repressing people's rights.
I wonder, Steve, it's such a, as you mentioned, it's such a large sort of amorphous thing, this Internet Governance Forum, and a lot of how it functions and is still very unclear. I wonder, is there any worry that the whole human rights aspects here get somehow lost in this mix? If there's a sense that it's going to be very, very hard to actually get things done or at least get action taken on these issues?
I think it is a real worry, and I think there will be a lot of other issues that people will want to discuss. There will be a lot of talk about security, I suspect, at the IGF, and there is a real danger that human rights could be marginalized or sidelined, and that's why we want to make sure that we have got a loud and an active presence.
Steve, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You can follow along with IGF events in Athens at intgovforum.org. or at igfgreece2006.gr. For PodTech News, this is Clark Boyd in Boston. Be sure to check out podtech.net for all the latest technology news.